Another stop on the Rust Belt tour, Wisconsin. Eked out by the Republicans in this past presidential election. Fresh new e-poll out from Emerson Polling. So it's time to tag in Professor Kimball. Go.
So we're going to first take a look at the messaging in Wisconsin, because elections are about choices. And voters take a look at, you know, are they pro-life, pro-choice? Are they for marijuana, against marijuana? And they have all of these choices that are encapsulated in these candidates. Sometimes in states, they put ballot initiatives out there with certain issues on the ballot. And in Wisconsin, two of the big topics, one is education funding, and the other one is the $15 minimum wage. So we asked, do you support or oppose this $15 minimum wage amongst Wisconsin voters? And about 50% support raising the minimum wage, 35% oppose it. Now, if we dig a little deeper into that number, you see that Democrats support it 77-9, and Republicans oppose it 62-29. So that's what we'd expect to see. And then the independents are breaking in favor of raising the minimum wage 44-34. Same thing with educational funding. Republicans think that funding is just about right. Democrats think that it's not enough. But when we look at independents, they are agreeing with the Democrats. And what all that means is that the Democratic messaging seems to be effective and working in Wisconsin, and we're seeing that as well in the votes. And I think let's jump right into that U.S. Senate race.
Please do.
And so if we take a look, first you have the Republican nomination. We have State Senator Leah Vocher versus the businessman Marine Corps veteran Kevin Nicholson, and they're in a very tight race. It's basically a toss-up. Both are getting 35% of the vote in the Republican primary. So we'll see what comes out of that primary. But regardless, whoever takes on Tammy Baldwin, the senator, is going to have an uphill battle because Baldwin is popular in the state. Again, she's running on these messages of education funding, on $15 minimum wage, which are popular in the state. And so she leads Volkmer by 14 points, about 50-36, leads Nicholson by 9 points, 49-40. So and again, the independents are breaking for her 51-31 or 48-34 against Volkmer and Nicholson. So this is the type of advantage that the Democrats are hoping to create, and that would lead to the governor's race.
Well, I'm actually, on behalf of the masses, I am going to circle back to the Republican primary, which you called pretty much a toss-up. All the data that you have, I'm going to put you on the spot and have you take an educated guess.
Well, it's tied 35-35, but we get to ask a couple of other questions, like how likely are they to vote and the intensity. If I had to guess on where it would probably break towards Volkmer because of that very likely vote is breaking her way 40-33. But it's really a toss-up, and as I said, Nicholson might be a stronger candidate against Baldwin, but it looks like Volkmer has a little bit of an edge, if you could say that, you know, in a real toss-up of a race.
All right, you were trying to transition to the governor's race there in your last point. Now I will let you do so.
Well, the governor's race is interesting because the Democrats have been going after Scott Walker since he basically was elected in 2010. And they have a candidate in Tony Evers, the state superintendent of public instruction. And he looks like he'll get the Democratic nomination. He's at about 30%. Nobody in the field is at 10%. There's a lot of candidates running in the Democratic primary. There's still about a third of the voters are undecided. But presuming he takes that nomination, probably with a plurality of the vote, or maybe even a slight majority within that Democratic primary. But if he takes it, he's going to start off against Walker with a roughly 7-point lead, 48-41. And what's driving this opportunity for the Democrats is unpopularity by Walker. He's at a 40% approval, 46% disapproval. And once again, if we take a look at the independents, they disapprove of Walker 47-36, and they're breaking for Evers 47-34. So that independent vote is going to be key in the primary or in the general election. But again, it's going to come back to the messaging and the issues. And the Democrats are going to say, education funding or $15, those are the most important issues. And if the voters agree with them, they'll have a great chance. The Republicans will have to come out with alternative messaging and arguments for them to be able to turn things around. But remember, in 2016, it's certainly not out of the question if the Republicans could come back in Wisconsin.